This evening, the church enters the Triduum, 3 days of solemn liturgy and the most intense prayer, which culminate in the Easter Vigil on Saturday night, the holiest night of the year in which the faithful relive the whole history of salvation and wait for the good news that the Lord is truly risen. It all begins with the Missa in Cena Domini, the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday evening. Pope Benedict XVI is right now celebrating the Holy Thursday Mass in Rome's Cathedral Basilica of St. John Lateran. The Mass of the Lord's Supper is the special remembrance of Christ's greatest gift to the Church, the Eucharist, which is the Lord's own body and blood. The Lord's Supper is the first Eucharist in which Christ gave the Church the gift of his own priesthood.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
At the Chrism Mass this morning in St. Peter's Basilica, in which the oil to be used in sacraments and liturgical celebrations throughout the coming year is blessed, Pope Benedict reflected with his brother priests and bishops on the nature of their special vocation in the life of the Church.
Il mistero del sacerdozio della Chiesa sta nel fatto.
The great mystery of the priesthood, said Pope Benedict, is to be found in the fact that Christ himself has chosen to speak and work through his priests, especially when they celebrate the Eucharist.
Il suo io in persona Christi.
The Pope said friendship with Christ is at the center of the priesthood, and that the only way to be friends with Christ is to be in full communion with his head and his body.
Il nucleo del sacerdozio è l'essere amici di Gesù Cristo.
The priest is first and foremost a man of prayer.
Il sacerdote deve essere soprattutto un uomo di preghiera.
The Pope said it is only through prayer that priests can cling to the center of their vocation, which is friendship with Christ.
Il suo agire e le sue capacità diventano.
Pope Benedict said the world has need of God, and not just any God, but precisely God who became flesh and loved us so much that he died for us. God who rose from the dead and created space within himself for humanity.
Il mondo ha bisogno di Dio.
This God, said Pope Benedict, must live in his priests, and his priests must live in God.
Gesù Cristo, del Dio che si è fatto carne e sangue.
The Pope concluded his reflections with the words of slain Roman missionary priest Andrea Santoro, who was murdered in Turkey earlier this year. Father Santoro used to say that he had only loaned his flesh to Jesus so that the Lord himself could go and live among the people to whom Father Santoro had gone with the gospel.
Gesù ha assunto la nostra carne.
Jesus, concluded Pope Benedict, took on our flesh. Let us offer our own to him so that he can come into the world and transform it.
Amen.
During his audience yesterday, the Holy Father reflected on the special way in which the Mass of the Lord's Supper celebrates God's gift of himself to us in the Eucharist.
We begin the Easter Triduum, the fulcrum of the entire liturgical year. Through the sacred rites, we relive the Passion days and the resurrection of our Lord, reawakening the desire to follow Jesus more closely. Holy Thursday commemorates Christ's total giving of himself to humanity in the sacrament of Eucharist. Through the washing of feet, it also recalls in a dramatic way the new commandment to love one another.
The Triduum continues with Eucharistic adoration at the altar of reposition following Holy Thursday Mass, veneration of the cross and the Via Crucis tomorrow, Good Friday, and culminates in the Holy Saturday Vigil, which Pope Benedict will celebrate in St. Peter's Basilica starting at 9 p.m. on Saturday evening. I'm Chris Altieri.